You're listening to Sunday Brunch on ABC Radio Canberra.
A woman from Yass Valley has developed a loyal following for her woolen wearables and homewares. She creates them using just her elbow and a pole, and she also teaches others how to do it too. Her name is Samantha Longmore, and her life changed forever some years ago back on the Barton Highway. Yuma, welcome, Sam. Thank you so much for being with us on ABC Radio Canberra.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sam, looking back, what happened on the Barton Highway? How did everything change for you?
I guess the short story of it was I didn't sleep for a few days with work. I was working two jobs at the time, and I was on my way home one morning after working in Canberra at a nightclub, and I fell asleep and then crashed my car just near Capricorn Stud. And then my ambulance had an accident on the way to the hospital as well, underneath Gungahlin Drive. So I was projected forward and hit my head pretty rapidly against the backs of the front seat of the ambulance. And yeah, that was October 27th, 2013, and turned my world upside down, really.
Double crashes in a short space of time. And now all these years since the accident, what did your recovery look like and what does it look like now?
My recovery has been pretty different, I guess you could say. I didn't sort of get a lot of the rehabilitation you'd expect after having a brain and spinal injury straight away. But I guess my recovery has been more about my mental health and being able to get back to doing the things that I used to love doing, you know, whether it be on the farm or creatively or whatever that may be, sporting, which is really big for me at the moment. It's just about being happy. I think if you're in a good mindset, great things can happen.
How did this knitting business idea originate for you, Sam Longmore?
It was a bit of a strange one, actually. I was never a knitter at all, but I've always been really creative. Like, I'm currently sitting in my renovation house over in Junee at the moment. But I was fed up with being bored. I was fed up with being unhappy, and I wanted to sort of mash my love of science and creativity together and see what I could come up with. I'd seen the arm knitting that, you know, people see everywhere all over Facebook and YouTube and things like that, and I thought, well, I can't do that because I have no use of one of my hands, my dominant hand, my right hand. And I tried knitting a way that I thought I could. It didn't work out. A lot of trial and error. But yeah, I finally come up with this idea of knitting and how to dye some wool and how to dye other fabrics properly. And then it snowballed from there. I just had a friend buy a scarf off me one day, and then she come back again, and then so did her friends and so did other people, and I thought maybe this could be my thing. This could be the thing that can bring me out of a funk.
Yeah, what do you love about wool, Sam?
Well, it brings me back to what I was doing before I had my car accident. So one of my jobs, my 9-to-5, I guess you could say, was working on a farm, so contract work, and working in shearing sheds and things like that. So I fell in love with it there. It just made my skin and my fingernails feel amazing. Besides the burrs that you get in your fingers, it made my skin feel amazing, and it feels so good up against your skin. A lot of people tend to think of wool as, you know, old nana's blanket that used to get tucked in the bed and it just scratched the heck out of your neck. It's not like that. Wool is amazing and it has so many good qualities that people just don't realise because they're, you know, I guess there's not a lot of education out there about it. But, it just brought me back to the environment I guess I was in before to a degree.
How do you knit with just one part of your body, Sam? How do you do it?
So it's pretty simple, really. I just use a pole or a bit of dowel or curtain rod that I started with and my hand that I can use. I sort of tuck it in between my legs and off I go, really. It's sort of hard to explain without actually seeing it happen, but if you come to one of my workshops, you can learn.
Well, those workshops have been making big impressions on Canberrans. In fact, it was ABC Radio Canberra listener Linda Charnock who emailed me months ago who'd been to one of those workshops to say, you've got to get Sam on. She found your story and also the technique so inspiring. What propelled you to bring people together to teach them your technique, Sam?
Well, I guess initially it was all about the people, but it was also me being a little bit selfish too, if I'm completely honest. I needed more one-on-one connection with people because I solely run my business from home. So I thought, okay, how can I do this for me, but also how can I do this for other people? So I thought, okay, what do we do best? We come together, we talk, I've got a story to share, but so does every single other person that you come across. So why not, you know, bring everyone together? I don't mind a wine from time to time, and wool and wine, it just rolls off the tongue, really. Whether people come to knit or whether they come to have a chat or listen to me or just to get out for the day, whatever it is, whether they come for the wine and the grazing board, it doesn't really matter. I just think it's really, really important that people continue to learn and try new things and share their own stories. I'm a big talker, so well, I never used to be, but I'm a big talker. So I think that's the most important part is bringing people together to just have a yarn.
So you're a busy lady. You're renovating in June. You're running workshops. Have you got any coming up now that some of the COVID restrictions are easing in the months ahead?
Look, I actually had to postpone a few because of our lockdowns. And I guess me being a little bit selfish again, I do sit down water skiing throughout the summer. So it kind of, I guess that is my priority through summer because it's something that makes me feel really good as well. But all my workshops kick back off in April, so the beginning of the cooler months, obviously. It's not so much fun wanting to need a big warm blanket in the middle of summer. But now that we all want to get out and about to enjoy the sunshine, I thought I'd just put them off until April next year and get on with my skiing and hopefully finish my renovations here in June.
For anyone who may wish to join a future workshop or find out more about your knitted items, where can they find out more, Sam?
So they can find any information about me or what I do, my workshops, on my social media pages, Obuldust, OHHBULLDUST, and my link to my websites on both of my socials as well, Facebook and Instagram.
Sam, just terrific catching up with you. Best of luck. I better let you get back to that renovation in June, and also happy water skiing, sit down water skiing this summer too.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Sam Longmore joining us from Yass Valley on ABC Radio Canberra. This is Sunday Brunch. You're with 80 Francis.